There's over 100 events registered so far for Heritage Week in the county. They relate to the natural, built, cultural, archaeological heritage, so we're encouraging people to get out and explore these different aspects of our history and heritage. And the theme this year is exploring our foundations, and it really encourages everybody to go out there and kind of look at kind of the foundations upon which our communities, our cultures, our landscape and our built heritage are created.
And very often it can be that someone who lives in an area hasn't necessarily visited what's on their doorstep. I'm sure there's many people in Donegal have driven through Donegal town many times, but have never stepped foot inside Donegal Castle, for instance.
Well, that's it, yeah. And one of the initiatives this year is Heritage Open Doors, and they're encouraging people to open historic properties that perhaps maybe members of the public wouldn't normally have access to, or those people that normally would have access to them, to allow admission for free in places like Donegal Castle and other historic properties around the county are opening their doors for free during the opening weekend and indeed other days throughout the week as well. So it's a great opportunity really to explore the history on your own doorstep.
And that's one of the, you know, defining characteristics of Heritage Week. Yes, if it brings in tourism, if it brings extra visitors, that's absolutely wonderful. But first and foremost, it seems to me, Heritage Week is geared toward the people who live in the area. It's not explore someone else's heritage, it's explore your own.
Yeah, and a lot of the people that organise the events, you know, they do it in a voluntary capacity and they're tremendously proud of their heritage, and it's really only right that they are. And again, we would encourage kind of locals to go out and find out about the history and the heritage in your own local area. But for tourists as well, it's really wonderful to have this opportunity to engage with locals who really know about their own local area and who know about the heritage there and can tell them, you know, kind of what the history and the stories behind these historic buildings are, about these natural landscapes are, you know, what wildlife, what flora and fauna are in their local area, what archaeological sites are there and what might have happened in those sites in the past. I mean, it's really a tremendously rich week. And like I said, it's for locals and for visitors, indeed for everyone of all ages.